Researchers at the University of North Carolina, Asheville, looked at 6,500 hair samples to see how much mercury gets into the human body. Environmental groups sent in the samples, so the self-selected nature of the study means the percentage of samples found with higher than recommended mercury levels is not necessarily what's found in the general population. Still, Asheville professor Stephen Patch says the study did look closely at how much fish the people ate and found a close connection to potential health risks.
In our highest fish consumption group, which was eating 8 or more servings per month of seafood, their median mercury concentration was approximately 0.9 micrograms per gram, which was just below the health advisory limit for pregnant women. Whereas our lowest fish consumption group, their mercury concentrations in their hair was almost zero.
A key source of mercury emissions is coal-burning power plants, and in Wisconsin, the DNR is looking at how to live up to a promise to Republican state legislators. The department must weaken state power plant mercury rules down to the level of federal limits announced last year. DNR air management official John Heinrich says a key policy choice remains whether to be part of a cap-and-trade system that would allow utilities to buy and sell pollution credits as long as nationwide emissions of mercury go down. Heinrich says the bad news is that cap-and-trade would delay hitting a final cleanup goal within 12 years.
The regulatory level that was established is to get a 69% reduction nationwide in mercury emissions, but by virtue of using a program of credits, it probably will be some time, maybe 5 to 10 years beyond that.
On the other hand, Heinrich says the federal cap level on mercury emissions does not change, even as new coal-burning power plants would come online. Environmental groups say the Bush administration law is much weaker than what the EPA wanted under President Clinton. The groups say Illinois is going ahead with a tougher state mercury rule, and that Wisconsin's promise to adjust its rule can be broken because, they say, the Bush plan is illegal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.